Hello and welcome to another Weichert Workforce Mobility podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the results of our 2014 Workforce Mobility Survey. Joining us is Jennifer Cannell. Jennifer is the Director of the Americas Practice of Weichert's Consulting Group. Jen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And this survey, now in its eighth year, is a survey that began at a time when the real estate market and the down real estate market, so to speak, was the largest obstacle that companies were facing in deploying their workforce and deploying mobile talent. Today, 8 years later, it's a very different world. We're going to discuss some of the results and some of the findings with Jen and find out just how things have changed over the past 8 years and some of the biggest challenges that companies are facing. But just to sort of lay the groundwork, Jen, could you tell us a little bit about the survey itself, just a little bit of background on it?
Sure. Well, we surveyed approximately 220 companies and members of relocation groups within companies throughout the USA and Canada. These are corporate relocation managers, and they represent a wide range of industries, including oil and gas, consumer products, food and beverage, energy, pharmaceutical. On average, these companies move anywhere from 90 homeowners or 120 renters, and as well as other mobility types, including temporary assignments and lump sums each year.
So looking at the results from 220 companies across North America and looking at their input, what do we know about corporate relocation in the coming year?
Well, we know that companies will be doing more of it. One-third of the participants in our survey indicated that their relocation volumes are expected to increase, and a little more than half said that the volume will stay about the same. And this is certainly a good sign for the economy, that companies are positioning themselves for growth, and they are using their mobile workforce to achieve that growth. Our survey also showed that there's a strong correlation amongst high-growth companies. Those are the companies that where their overall revenues have increased by 5 to 10% over the past year, that they are more likely to use a mobile workforce more frequently to achieve those goals and fuel growth for their industry.
Okay, and what else did you find out from the survey results?
Well, there are two buzzwords among today's companies when it comes to relocation, and that's flexibility and agility. The questions in this year's survey, as you mentioned earlier, they focus less on home sale, and instead they explore how workforce mobility is being looked at in a more strategic way, so that companies are developing a broader range of solutions to attract, develop, engage, and retain mobile talent.
And you mentioned flexibility and agility. How do those apply to companies as they manage their mobile workforce?
Well, for one thing, we're dealing with a very different mobile workforce. The demographics are changing significantly. We've got four generations that are being moved, one of the first occurrences of this in history. And naturally, they all want different things. So companies want to be flexible with their programs so they can incent every type of employee to take on a move. And some of the flexible approaches to programs that we're seeing, of course, the most common type is the lump sum program. But we're also seeing an increase in core flex programs and those that are expecting core flex programs to increase over the coming years, as well as the number of exceptions being granted in order to accommodate flexible situations.
Okay, so we see examples of flexibility there. You also mentioned agility. How does agility come into play?
Well, the speed of business is a lot more accelerated than it was 30, 20, or even 10 years ago. Companies used to send people on what was considered a traditional long-term or one-way move, and that was it. And things are a lot different now. Opportunities, they come and go faster, and companies need to respond by getting their talent in place as quickly as possible to take advantage of this. So we see more companies trying to build an agile mobile workforce, one that can be deployed quickly and at a moment's notice, so to speak, if need be.
Okay, so the idea of companies needing to deploy talent quickly at a moment's notice, can you give us some examples of how they're doing that?
Sure. Well, certainly we're seeing this in the increase of the flexible programs that we were just describing, and as well as short-term assignments on a domestic basis, long-term assignments domestically, commuter assignments, extended business travel, and others. These core flex approaches are certainly an example of how companies are trying to mobilize their talent more quickly, and also trying to accommodate reluctance to mobility, speak to employees' specific situations, their family's resistance to a move, and so forth.
Now, when companies start making changes to the way they've always done things, for example, embracing flexible policies and programs to increase agility, and as you mentioned, very, very different from what we experienced 8 years ago when the main thing was how am I going to get someone to take a move if there's a chance they might take a loss in the sale of their home? When they start seeing these changes and start making changes to the way they're doing things, are there any risks or any things that they need to be aware of or cautious of?
Certainly. Well, one thing that we recommend is having a policy for whatever solution that the company is exploring. For example, we found that an overwhelmingly large number of respondents said that they expect their short-term assignment volume on a domestic basis to increase in the coming year. However, only 37% said that they actually have a formal policy in place for these moves. And most of them handle it on a case-by-case basis. That's a surefire way to expose your company to increased compliance risks, which was the most popular challenge cited by companies regarding short-term assignments. And this will likely lead to increased exceptions where you give certain allowances to certain employees, all of which can add to your bottom-line costs and create an inequality among employees, which in most cases you want to avoid.
Now, we hear a lot about relocating homeowners turning into renters in their new location. We hear a lot more of that now, certainly more than we did 8 years ago when the survey started. Did the results of the survey reveal anything to you in that regard?
Yes. One of the key findings in this year's survey was that in some markets, renters are surpassing homeowners. And interestingly, even though reports show that competition in the rental markets has never been tighter between lack of available inventory and escalating rents, few companies noted any problems placing renters. So this can be attributed to the use of paid rental assistance and other innovative services that relocation management companies have developed for their clients to get their renters settled in quickly. For years, renters were treated as second-class citizens, really, by the companies that moved them. But that has changed as the profile of the typical renter has changed. They're getting a broader scope of benefits, and that's a good thing. It's certainly paying off in improved employee satisfaction or retention results.
In the first edition of the survey, again, it was first launched 8 years ago, very different world now. Back then, the real estate markets were weak, and loss on sale was becoming a real issue. Employees were refusing to take moves or really didn't want to take moves if they were going to take a loss on the sale of their homes, which in most cases they were. When you look at 2014 results, how have things changed? What are you seeing in regards to loss on sale and really just in how employees are facing or embracing home sale at this stage?
Well, you know, even though our survey results really delve into these new innovative approaches regarding flexible programs and capped programs, you know, we also continue to explore where does home sale fit in with policies. And I can say that, you know, they're still prevalent in today's programs and they're not going anywhere. While the majority of the companies, in fact, 86% of companies that participated in our survey indicated that they're not going to make any changes to their home sale programs in the next few years, it's still considered a critical component in workforce mobility, particularly at those senior levels and among key talent. And likewise, it's not surprising that our survey found that almost half of companies reported a decrease in the number of loss payments made to employees this last year, with 54% citing that less than 10% of their mobile workforce required a loss on sale or equity loss payment in order to take on a move.
A lot of companies use the results of this workforce mobility survey for their own benchmarking initiatives. What is it that makes the information that you uncover in this survey so useful to today's companies?
Well, what we do here is we drill into specific provisions and not just overall trends and opinions. We try to ask a lot of questions that we don't see in other industry-wide surveys. The results of our survey can also be filtered by industry sector, and along with our own insights, we can help them to understand how competitive their benefits are, which really helps to ensure that their policies effectively support their talent management objectives.
All right, and the last question, you've been doing this now for 8 years. You've seen 8 years' worth of this data. You've benchmarked by industry. You've benchmarked against previous years. What is it among the 2014 findings that surprised you the most?
Well, there were a lot of surprises, but I would have to say that I thought was the most telling was the results that where we really delved into the companies that are considered high-growth companies and that they're most likely to use a mobile workforce more frequently to fuel the growth of their companies, which is certainly something that any company can look at and follow from when they're looking at their own benchmarking initiatives. One other thing that we found was that these high-growth companies are 10% more likely to have a flexible program, which is certainly an indication that these companies are early adopters of newer workforce mobility programs.
Excellent. And if people would like a copy of the survey, they can email solutions@weichertwm.com. They can also download it from our website. And specific questions, Jen is happy to answer questions regarding policy or any of the results. You can email her directly at jconnell, J-C-O-N-N-E-L-L, at weichertwm.com. Jen, as always, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you once again. We'll talk to you in the 2015 survey comes out.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.